Bring me your cup so that I might fill it up for you from the beautiful girls. That's off the album from 2007, Ziggurats. Our one-hit wonder today is, in the interests of the Tour de France and all things French, something that really has nothing to do with France whatsoever. Remember Plastic Bertrand? Ça plane pour moi. Apparently, according to Ivor, who knows all things French, it means there's no French in it, but there's a little bit of French speaking in there. And, oh, wasn't it a fantastic film clip? We'll have a listen to that a little bit later on 105.7 ABC Darwin. Last week with Vicky, we embarked on a journey with futurist Marcus Barber to get our futures heading in the right direction. Now, I usually have a problem planning beyond next weekend, let alone further along the track, taking in the, my location. I don't think about my location in the wider scheme of things 10 or 20 years down the line. Marcus is back with us today, or should I say this evening, because it's last night in Canada at the moment where he's at the World Futures Conference. Marcus, good afternoon. Good evening.
Afternoon. Good morning, Paul. It's actually just after midnight.
Just after midnight for you, and it is yesterday.
It is indeed. Yesterday.
Marcus, welcome to the future.
Thank you very much.
Now, I think I'd probably be a perfect case study, as I sort of seem content to just float along, taking whatever life throws up, no clear vision of a destination apart from knowing that it probably involves being in the Northern Territory.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people not too dissimilar to yourself, and the Darwin and Northern Territory is a fantastic place to be, so why would you want to change it?
Well, I'm happy with that road, so I'm all right. I don't need to redirect my future.
Not at all. If you're content, as I've said with Vicky the last couple of weeks, if you're happy, stick with the past.
But we can do a little bit of planning for the future. Been promising the family holidays for about 3 years now. The way that we did it was we just had to set some dates. We bought some tickets and said, right, now we've got the tickets, we'll still have to get our luggage, we've got to organise our accommodation and some money to go. We made it happen.
And that's a great plan. And I think you've picked up the key thing we try and encourage people to do. Until you have a set date in mind, things like ideas for holidays and family outings can just drift along.
Okay, now you're amongst 600 or 1,000 great minds in Canada looking at our global future. What are the great ideas at the World Futures Conference?
It's kicking off in a couple of days' time, but there's already a fairly large online discussion going on amongst futurists, and it's a jam-packed conference. But I've picked out a few that I think are quite interesting, and there's a guy called Owen Greaves here in Canada talking about the future of business, which he says is an open source and free business model. And that's emerging out of the fact that we're all getting interconnected now and can bypass the old streams, and I think that would be a fantastic session to go to. I'm looking forward to it. Another one I think is really interesting, Karen Lamb, who talks about feminism's next frontier, which is about equality externally and feminism internally. And there's two that are really interesting.
Equality externally and feminism on the inside.
Yeah, that's right. And she's from Hong Kong and is a very sharp mind, and I'm really looking forward to how that session pans out and what she says needs to take place.
Now, is it all talk or is there some action?
Oh, yeah. Well, the theme for this year's conference is actually moving from vision to action. And I guess one of the challenges for futurists as a whole is the tendency to be a bit theoretical and a bit airy-fairy. And, that's a great idea sometime in the future. And I think I heard one of your callers saying, where's my backpack? Well, yes, in New Zealand, they do have a backpack now. And what we're trying to do in this conference is specifically get far more pragmatic. What steps need to be taken to make some of the more positive changes we think are required on the planet?
And, of course, all of those positive changes are being talked about in Canada over the next little while. And it's one of the first times in, 40 years that this conference has been held outside of the United States.
Yeah, this is the third time. They've had one in Mexico and one in Canada previously. So it's a pretty rare event. And just looking at the way the conference has evolved over the last little bit, we're starting to see a little bit more global awareness of the type of futurists attending, and I think that's only a positive thing.
Now, is there anyone going to talk about the future of cities or establishing future cities while you're there? Because if there are, direct them to our Northern Territory Government website. They've just launched a design competition for our new city of Waddell, $50,000 Australian dollars up for grabs for someone to design that city, and who better to design a future city than a bunch of futurists?
Well, I think the futurists have the good ideas. You'd want them to work with some fairly good architects and urban planners to maybe make some of their concepts a bit more pragmatic. But there's certainly some specialists that talk about the urban design features in built environments and how you can adapt existing built environments to make them a little bit more user-friendly or people-friendly. So if there's any takers there, I will let them know that Northern Territory are offering some good cash.
Yeah, well, $50,000, it's not to be sneezed at to... Well, all you could do is design a city.
Well, that's right, but you know, I think some futurists don't get out of bed for $50,000.
Who are the celebrities of the futurist world? You mentioned a couple of names of people that you can't wait to go and hear them talk.
Yeah, I think probably of the three big names that are quite well known at a global basis, a guy called Don Beck, who works in Spiral Dynamics, one of the founders of Spiral Dynamics, or Value Systems Movement, which was used to break down apartheid in South Africa. His talk's going to be fantastic. Peter Bishop, who was out of University of Houston, been running a futures program, specialist in education, is fantastic. And Barbara Marx-Tabard, who's a futurist and economist, who has this great idea of calling the share market nothing more than a global casino, and she has a really interesting take on economic models for people to pay attention to.
The share market, the global casino, it seems like an apt name for it, doesn't it?
It does, and it's one that's stuck for a while, and I've got quite a few friends of stockbrokers who think that's a great insult. I said, well, tell me why it isn't. So we like to challenge the thinking by provoking them a little bit.
And you're, of course, there to give a talk. You're going to take all of their ideas and help people to get their futures on the right direction.
Yeah, my session is called Getting Your Future Right, and that's what we've been doing with Vicky the last couple of weeks, is discussing what steps need to be taken at a pragmatic level, both for an individual or an organisation, to ensure that they're focused on what it is they'd like to achieve and how they can realistically overcome some of the barriers or obstacles that might be in the way of the type of future they want.
And how is your talk going down? Are you packed out for bookings?
Look, it's one of those ones when you've got so many numbers, and even with current sessions, you're likely to be fairly full. The feedback so far I've had from certainly a number of futurists in Australia who are coming along is quite keen and quite supportive. And I think probably one advantage I have is that this is really directed at a more personal level, and I think that's going to have some great appeal for people from outside the conference area as well.
Now, we're getting grand entertainment centres being built all around the place. We've got a new one in Darwin that seems to be attracting a lot of conferences. What's the future of conferences? Is it a little bit more than the flash shoulder carry bag, your name tag, and perhaps a memory stick to take notes home with you?
Oh, yeah, very much so. And in fact, the idea of a physical conference is something that needs to be considered quite heavily. When you have new technologies like holographics, which is the image that appears before you that's not real, but it purports to be real in terms of how it's presented, and haptics, which is the idea of creating electronic touch, it's now possible to hold a video conference where you can physically shake hands with someone across the other side of the world. Now, when you play that sort of technology into the world of conferences, is there any reason why you need to physically get into the same room? I don't know. But certainly in terms of data capture...
You can't go to the bar at the end of the day if you're not in the same city, though.
That's the key, and also the justification for business class flights makes it very hard.
So physical conferences, there is a future.
Oh, there's definitely a future, and I wouldn't be dismissing them out of hand. It's just an interesting shift in terms of the way some elements of the conference might run in the not-too-distant future. I think within probably 2 or 3 years, and things like the NBN broadband rollout will be something that certainly accelerate that as part of a conference process.
Well, it's going to be an interesting world. You have fun at the conference. Are you still in Canada this time next week, or will you be back?
I've got actually going to interview a couple of people about the future of ski fields given climatic change. So I'm going over to Banff for a week to catch up with a couple of people over there, so looking forward to that as well.
Well, we'll try and catch up with you again about this time next week, because we'll get back to the stages of getting my future in the heading the right way.
Well, Paul, you just had a birthday today, so you're already on the right track, aren't you?
Well, every extra birthday is a bonus.
Absolutely. I'll speak to you next week.
Okay, thanks very much. Enjoy the conference.
See you, Paul.
Marcus Barber, who is a futurist, with us here on 105.7 ABC Darwin and currently in Canada at the World Futures Conference. It's 5 minutes away from 5 o'clock.